G'day, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Okay, so today is a good day, as I've promised people in various social channels, including namely Discord. I have tested out the good old traderspost.io. So I'm going to walk you through tips and tricks, some of the big benefits that comes with this, and also what to look for if there are problems. So what I'm about to show you are the live backend to Trader Post IO. And in there, this is a demo account on trial using only Interactive Brokers support. So I just want to show this to you, show it work. It has worked. I've put two trades through today, a sell and a buy. Okay, so let's talk about some of the big benefits. So if you decide to create your, well, you will have to do this. There's a strategy subscription, all that working with TradingView. You also have to set up your Interactive Brokers account set up in traderpost.io. So I'm not going to give you a play by play. This is just to help you as a guide. Obviously, they have the support via their email, and they also have the ability of pretty good documentation that's pretty thorough. So I'm going to show you how all this works. So you're going to create a Interactive Brokers or a broker connecting you into Interactive Brokers. This is still in, as it stands on April 16th, 2024, beta mode. I've tested it, seems to work fine. I've pumped a bunch of alerts through TradingView, the software itself. Every single trade synchronized quite nicely with TradersPost.io. So I'm more than convinced this works as is. So once you set up the Interactive Brokers account, and I did struggle with where I try to get it into live mode, meaning right here in this live mode here. So you got to make sure it's enabled. When I first logged in, it was still disabled. It does give you pretty intuitive messages and what to look for if there's errors. There's a pile of configurations when you create it. I just went with the defaults for now, for the default. I'm starting really small here. I have a very small account. I do intend to put a significant amount in the next few months once I'm satisfied with where I'm at. I mean, it's only been a year and a bit to get me to where I'm at, but with this beyond expedites, it puts me to the point where I want to be. Anyways, so as I said, you will maybe struggle with to get it enabled, that connection. If you do, obviously go to support. Don't come to me. I can't help you here. This is not my service. Okay. I'm just here to guide whoever may be curious to use it. So a couple of things that's very important to understand about Interactive Brokers has got nothing to do with trading post-IO. With Interactive Brokers, which is really not, it's not a good feature of Interactive Brokers. You can only have one connection into Interactive Brokers, your account at one time. So if you're using the web portal and then you activate and connect via your trading workstation software, TWS, it will knock out the web portal connection into Interactive Brokers and vice versa. Because what you're doing here with trading traderspost.io, you are a proving the service as a third party to connect into your account. So you have to approve that. So if you're running this 24/7, be under the notion, very important, that if you do decide to log into your Interactive Brokers account, it can knock out your account with the connection between Trader Post IO and Interactive Brokers. So if you're going to go in and do your funky stuff, whatever you do with Interactive Brokers, always, always, always manually check to see if the connection is okay with Trader Post IO. Probably won't be, but there is an option there to reconnect. Okay, so there's that. Now, if you go under the Interactive Brokers on the documentation, I've shown that in yesterday's video right here. So that's where you go for any of that. Okay, this is a really big benefit for people. This is what will get you probably two steps to having your beach life. As I'm using Interactive Brokers, there's a TWS software, a trader workstation. I'll call it TWS from here on out. With that, every day you have to reset the software connection of your trader workstation and relaunch it, and then have all your, in this case, TradingView charts and all that get reconnected into TWS every day before your next trading open if you're using the US markets, which kind of sucks. Means you got to get up, or you have to stay up past midnight to reconnect everything, or get up before the opening trading session at 9:30 Eastern Standard AM. Okay, here we don't have to worry about that. So in the document, there is a daily reset option. So there's that window, as I said, between 23:45 and, yeah, I would say 12:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They do this reset. And the software feature in Traders Post.io will automatically get rid of that for you. So there is a reconfiguration there, parameter to automatically do that every day. So you don't have to worry about the TWS. That's the beautiful thing of using the service. So then you can, as I said, this is now one step towards your beach lifestyle. So where you can set and forget this. Obviously, you don't forget it. You got to check in quite frequently to see how it's doing, to make sure it ain't going wonky from the trading view perspective or from the Traders Post.io perspective. Because this is your live account. This is your live money that you're playing with. And believe me, I've had a little lesson learned late last year where you can lose 2/3 of your account if you're not properly watching it. So be aware of that. It should work, but you just never know. It's technology, right? One way to verify that is in your Interactive Brokers account. What you can do is you set up your Interactive Brokers account configuration and have every single trade made will be email verified to you. So you can set that up if you want. And if you get too many in a very short period of time, that means something's wrong with your account. Go in, fix it, disable it, whatever you got to do. Okay, just to make that known. So this is, again, one of the big benefits on this daily reset business. All right, so there's that. So let's say you get it enabled, as I just showed you. So here in the documentation, again, there's a TradingView section. Under there, if you go under the custom strategies option, you will need to make some code fixes in your strategy for TradingView. This is how I got it working, because I'm using strategies. You can use indicators, which is good. And again, TradingView has over 100,000 open source indicators and strategies. You don't have to be a programmer here to take advantage of it, but it clearly tells you what to do in the documents. But, you know, it's better to know the language, PineScript, and that's the proprietary language for TradingView. No Python here, no fancy C++. This is the proprietary language for all your strategies and indicators from within TradingView using their proprietary programming language, TradingView. So as I said, you have to set up your alert box within the TradingView. And also, there's the web alert as well. So in the option here on the web hook, I've talked about this before. This is important to know. What you do is you copy that. You are going to only get one web hook per account, depending upon your tier with that you're paying for with Traders Post.io. So you will get probably one web hook for that, which is fine. And then what you got to do is you got to put that in the alert, and you have to do that for every single instrument that you want to trade or watch. If it's a stock or an ETF from Interactive Brokers, because I said in yesterday's video, yeah, there's stocks, which does include ETF, US-based stock and US-based ETF. And that's what, for now, what it supports. Again, April 16, 2024. Things can change, be added, taken away. I don't know. That's as of today. So with that in mind, and you have your webhook, you will put that in the appropriate section in the alert for every instrument you want to trade automatically as well, I might add. And in there as well, you will have to, in your source code, in the Pine script, add this code here to trigger and send out the proper alert message, which is called your payload and it's in the JSON format as well. So again, for each one that you want to watch, this is can be a set and forget situation, but it's not hard. You can do it in less than a minute for each instrument you want to trade. So there's that as well. So another big key point here is then when you're setting up the alert for your strategy, you can put the following code in the alert message text area in TradingView. So when you create the alert in the text box for the alert message, you just add in this variable, which is created, I believe, right up here, because that creates the alert message variable, which is a system variable within TradingView for the alert messaging. Okay, so hopefully that will work. Now, again, you're going to kind of struggle with potentially the alerts, the messaging. And as you try to do this live, one of the things that will happen is, let's say you get an alert on one of your stocks or ETF in Interactive Brokers. What will happen is, now remember, I'm on a trial here. So let me see if I can pull that up right here. Okay. So what will happen is you'll get an email and the format will be, let's say it's a buy or an entry. It could be saying something like this right here. So this is an email sample that you would get. So the subject would be buy the symbol stock, whatever alert from Interactive Brokers. And this is the generic name I gave the strategy within TradingView. It's our TradersHost.io. And that's the name of that. Now, you may be able to get multiple strategies within TradersHost.io, but if you go in the lower tiers, you get one. This is the generic name. I don't want to confuse people by the definition of a strategy within TradingView and a strategy defined within TradersHost. But again, just read the document before you fully get started to avoid the confusion, because these definitions that I'm telling you right now from get-go can be confusing because they are different things, even though they have the same name for two separate services, I guess you could call it. All right. So again, in the body, what will happen is it will say, yeah, you're buying with this strategy, blah, 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 blah. Here's your buy. And you can set the quantity and the portion that you would put on each position. Parameters in TraderPost is quite pretty detailed, pretty granular, I think. But again, for me, and I probably recommend anyone starting out with this, if you want to make $1 million in trading, especially with something like this, put in $2 million. Okay. But if you want to do it slow and easy and make sure it works, put a tiny amount into your Interactive Brokers account or create a new account, but a very small amount, maybe a couple $100, and then hook all this stuff up and let it run for a couple of days, couple of weeks, until you're 100% satisfied and confident that it runs and synchronized and runs exactly the way you want. Because that way is a low risk for you. And with that in mind, it's going to be a lot easier on you and a lot easier on your wallet too. Okay. So, and another thing I can put out there, depending upon the market conditions, especially in the stock market, if you are faced with a down market like we've had for the last couple of weeks, what you can do is just go to Yahoo, put in most active penny stocks, and then use those penny stocks and use any of those penny stocks that might be under $5. Put a 5-minute chart on TradingView and then hook up the strategy code with PineScript. And then do the rest with TradersPost.io as well. Because that way, things go bad. Again, I'm not saying it will, but it could. It's technology. Let's face the reality here. Because if you're dealing with a small stock size of like $5, under that, it's low risk. And on top of that, just keep with the quantity at one stock, one share, one unit of an ETF, okay? Because that way, you'll be safeguarding your account. Things, again, go wrong. I don't think it will, but it could. And then once you're happy with everything, just scale up everything and then start playing with the more sophisticated big boy trader parameters within your Interactive Brokers. Okay, so start small, start conservatively. Always remember when you open up an Interactive Brokers account, unfortunately, you have to get their permission to do this and do that. To get a bigger account, blah, blah, blah. I've put up lots of posts on that. in my Interactive Brokers channel in the last year. Okay, because Interactive Brokers are really tightening everything up. Doesn't mean you can't trade with Interactive Brokers. Just realize they're protecting their own ass as well. They don't want the yahoos from Robinhood trying to sell $1 million worth of you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's a sample email from TradersPost.io, and that's going to go out to your. They do have a primary. You can send out to alternative emails as well outside of your primary email. So that's a pretty good feature compared to TradingView, which limits it to one and the alternative, and that's all you get. Anyways, that's cool, right? So that's the emails you get sent out. So because this is a free account, I have to manually approve or reject those orders for this entry, buy, go sell to the exit. Okay, pretty simple as that. Now, this is your real ticket to your beach life. Right here, this option. Checking this will submit orders automatically, okay, to your broker. Otherwise, you'll need to manually approve or reject each order, which I just showed you, as you can see here. Approve, reject. Okay. So now that little option right here, you can pretty well sleep through the night if you want. Once everything's all tickety-boo, working the way you want with confidence, because I know some people, let's say in the other side of the world in Australia, let's say, you know, they want to stay up, synchronize to East Coast time with New York when our markets are open. You don't need to do that anymore because it's all here with the auto submit option. So smiles to everybody on that because that's a huge benefit, obviously. Okay. So, but that's only on paid accounts by the looks of it. All right. So let's continue on. So, I'm just showing you the emails available. So in here, we'll put this in my blog post right here. All this stuff for the standard full-on options in the Interactive Brokers broker setup. All the parameters, once you get your broker set up within Trader, I always get the TraderView, TradingView, TradersPost.io. So those are the parameters for TradersPost.io. Okay, I'm trying to think of anything else to show you. So I've talked about, as the famous recap goes. So what I've done, again, let's do the recap here. Pretty important stuff. Yes, you could do automated trading by the looks of it using Interactive Brokers if you want. That's my preferred broker. You can do this anywhere in the world. You're not limited to, let's say, the U.S. only and be residing only the U.S. only. Interactive Brokers is worldwide, okay? 150 countries. That's why I like Interactive Brokers. Also, I've talked about connecting into Interactive Brokers. And as I said, I don't like this feature. They've set it up. I can't get around it. But the exclusive one connection at a time into your Interactive Brokers account. Okay. So that's including your connection with TradersPost.io. All right. So we've talked about that. We've talked about the big benefit is you don't have to worry about, let's say, if you're using TWS. As a software to connect into via your coding or whatever you're using. Yeah, TradersPost.io will get around that and be able to reset automatically your connection into Interactive Brokers itself. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. I still have to test that out, but if they say it works, it works. Okay, and that's what they advertise. So again, I've talked about the coding changes on the Pine script in your TradingView strategy. You can use indicators as well. The documents show you how to do that. There are YouTube videos to do that. And again, these are the emails you'll get from TradersPost.io that will be sent back to you to confirm your order trade. And then, as I said, there is that option once you go paid, auto submit. And also, if you do the trial, you will be approved and reject. That's it. Okay. So I think that's pretty well it. They do support Coinbase for crypto right now. I've said before, there is, I think the next two they said was, oh, I can't remember the name for the the one out of Chicago, Cherry, I can't remember the name. And the next one they're working on is Kraken as well for crypto. So once they get Kraken, now we talk. And they have a new asset class coming, which I think will really blow open the support and audience that because of the demand, being able to automate TradingView with Forex. And I do believe I did see, and I'm on the waiting list for Awanda as well. And the other thing about Awanda is they're everywhere too, just like Interactive Brokers. And that's a big factor if you like to travel and escape all the missiles that are about to come. Hopefully not. But hide out in places like New Zealand or, well, yeah, well, not saying anything there. No, so that's pretty well it. Here's the thing. If you like this sort of stuff, I do have a Discord group. I do have my email newsletter. I mentioned, I believe yesterday with the Substack, I am leaning towards not continuing to post on that. It's just not easy. It's a competition for resources from my point of view. So I'm going to encourage you to join my email newsletter. That's where I'm going to keep posting stuff on. I'm going to have, as I said, a new website coming. Just go to quantlabs.net/books. All the links are in there in the descriptions of both the blog post and the video. Yeah. Please subscribe to everything. And as I keep saying for the last couple of weeks, we need people to engage here because I'm putting out a lot of valuable stuff and I will at some point go paid. This feature from traderspost.io is literally a game changer as far as I'm concerned. It's just, I don't know how to explain. I've worked on this combination. I've built a whole course around trying to do this in Python. I see no other reason to blow your brains out to try to use that just to save $40-$100 a month. Like, give me a break. I think if you are not able to afford that, personally, if you're going to play around, fine. But if you want to really make an impact on your life with auto trading, algo trading, TradingView and all that, you've got to spend a bit of money. I'm sorry to tell you that. You're just not going to go far. And everyone, from my experience, likes to be a cheap ass or cheapskate, whatever you want to call it, to save a few bucks. But when you factor in the time it takes to get your own, roll your own solution, as you can call it, I'm telling you, man, $40 a month is nothing compared to what you could bill yourself for the amount of time to debug, maintain, and all that. It just doesn't make sense to me. And you want to get on making money and being able to move on to other areas in your life. So for the trading, traderspost.io, as I said, is a huge game changer. Will I be doing as much Python as I like? Probably not. I can just focus on the core strategy now with TradingView, in PineScript, building up my membership, expanding my new website coming. Focus on those areas instead of the piddly stuff of like Python and trying to connect and not at my point in life. Okay, so I'm just saying that some people may not like it, but they just like to take the hard choices in life, which is fine by me. But usually, from what I've seen, people that take those hard choices never come back to algo trading because this traderspost.io is a major, major game changer for those looking at TradingView. And there's millions of people per month using this thing. And now you could do auto trading and you with any of the supported brokers as is. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing will radically improve in the next few months with the new options said with something like Awanda, Forex support, and all that. Anyways, get on my email list, quantlabs.net/books, and get yourself some other fancy pants, some other tips I give you for free. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.